Welcome back here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Healthcare, pressures on healthcare.
Yep.
Continue to mount. Not getting any easier for people. We've got a terrific guest joining us all the way from London today, and I'm very pleased that she could take some time out of her schedule, Dr. Rachel Frost, who's a postdoctoral research associate at the Research Department of Primary Care and Population Health at the University College London. Dr. Frost, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on today.
Okay, we talk a lot about, this show caters to people that are sort of 55 plus, transitioning to living in retirement. Healthcare is an important, overall, a very, very important piece of the equation, the success of their retirement. Now, the article, the report that you put out, let's just start here. Nearly 10% of adults aged over 75 have major depressive disorders. I want to start there. Talk to us a little bit about the research and a little bit about what you've found.
Okay, so we know that both depression and anxiety are quite common in later life, mm-hmm. and it's often more common for people to have symptoms of depression and anxiety than a diagnosis necessarily. And what we really wanted to explore in our study was that we know that oftentimes in later life people are less likely to be for the issue of mental health to be raised in the first place when they're talking to healthcare professionals, and they're less likely to be referred to psychological support mm-hmm. and more likely to be prescribed antidepressants than younger people. And we wanted to explore really why that was. So we reviewed 27 papers from countries around the world which were talking to healthcare professionals about this topic, about asking how they manage depression in older people mm-hmm. and why this was. And so I guess the main things that came out of that really was that actually physical health is often really prioritized over mental health in later life. And there are quite a few different reasons for this, really. The first one was that there's often lots of issues with time in consultations. So, there's often many pressures on healthcare professionals these days. They felt it was difficult to get around to the issue of mental health. But then there's also this assumption that older people didn't really want to talk about mental health.
Yeah.
And that they felt that actually if they raised that with people, that might be it was something that would take a long time. It would be really difficult to get into. They have to really sort of tread lightly around because people didn't want to talk about that, which is a bit of an assumption there, because that may not necessarily be the case. But also people feeling that actually there were lots of physical health issues that needed to be dealing with, and that was sort of, I guess, their primary responsibility as a healthcare provider to deal with the physical issues.
I'm just going to jump in for a second because I want to just jump on this notion of the stigma for a minute, and I think that's a big one. I think it's lessening over time, but it's still a big issue when we talk about mental health versus physical health. But I'm interested to know, and we've done a number of shows, Faisal, on mental health, various kinds of mental health, and so mm-hmm. on and so forth.
Yep.
I'm interested to know from your research, Dr. Frost, what is good management of sort of late life or early life, whatever you want, but late life mental health by a healthcare practitioner look like? Like, what does that mean? Because it sounds scary.
So I guess there's a number of different things. The first thing is really making sure it's something that's routinely asked about, so kind of normalized and explored as part of physical health or as part of a more holistic assessment, making sure this is asked about and picked up on. Mm-hmm. If it is an issue for people, it's about listening to what people all want and using the same sort of language to talk to people about mental health, because sometimes not everybody likes to say depression or anxiety, but might more describe it as low mood or feeling worried. But also having that investment in various therapies and opportunities there. So one of the things that came out of our review is that healthcare professionals don't always either know about the services or feel that services are available locally to refer people onto. So then they go, well, what's the point in me raising it with this person because I haven't got anything that I can do? So it's about having those options there and then giving older people the choice. So saying, well, these therapies are available. Which do you think would work best for you?
Is this a healthcare issue, or is this a social issue, or is it both?
Oh, I think it's a bit of both, because there's evidence to say that when you get these good collaborations between different healthcare professionals, when they know what's available and who they can refer the older person to, then things tend to work a lot better. But there's also, yes, the social side of how do we encourage people to seek help if they need it, or how do we encourage people to just talk about the language of depression, anxiety a bit more. And I think, like you said, that's coming out of the stigma's kind of going now. But I think there's also this idea that older people feel like they really need to be independent, and that seeking help kind of threatens that in some way. So I think it's overcoming that idea as well.
Dr. Frost, I'll kind of give you a bit of a story of myself. I went for my annual physical. We went through all my vitals, everything. Dave went through all my numbers.
Yep.
Doctors started asking me, and you know, he kind of put me through like 700 different tests just to make sure, just because that's the way he is. One thing he never asked me, though, was how's my stress level, or how am I dealing with the day-to-days?
Right.
And so I asked him, I said, how come you never brought up my mental health? Mm-hmm. Because part of the issues that can come out physically is because of mental health and vice versa. And so I asked him, and he goes, until you tell me you have a problem or we see it physically, I don't normally ask that question.
Right.
Which was a very interesting conversation we had. And then I finished my 7 minutes that I was allowed to talk to him, and I had to go. But I think the issue is we are all a reactionary society.
Right.
We only do things after it's already happened.
Yep.
We're not in the preventive world. So I don't know if... And here in Canada, here in Alberta, do our doctors go through a program or a training system to kind of identify? I've had friends that went to their doctor and said, I'm feeling stressed, anxious, whatever.
Yep.
And then prescription or something else was recommended. But
wasn't part of the normal. I went through my physical too. No questions about mental health. So I think there's a systemic problem.
Well, there's an assumption about you already. That's probably why.
Well, I was going to say the same about you, but we're on the same page. Dr. Frost, let me ask you this question, though. You've studied research papers from around the world, different countries. Is there anybody that's leading here? Is there a system out there or something we should know about? Because clearly our two experiences indicate that there's a systemic problem as well as a social problem here.
I think one of the things that came out was that these challenges are quite, you know, they're quite prevalent and worldwide. There's lots of, even though there's quite different health systems, there's lots of similar issues going on there. And there are some instances where people are using more of a kind of collaborative approach to ensuring healthcare professionals work together at the more, particularly in some of these in the US, and there's a few initiatives in the UK where people are trying to encourage increased referrals to for older people to our psychological services. But there's a few good examples, but there's no real world leading thing at the moment.
That's something that
we'd kind of like to develop it more, because there's a few different approaches as to whether it's about developing newer psychological therapies, whether it's about getting healthcare professionals to work together a bit more. And so all these sort of approaches have been tested.
I think we need to get to a place, I mean, this is just personally, where you're talking about, say, anxiety. You know, everybody has anxiety at some point, right? Doesn't get discussed. But it has to be discussed in the same context as a broken finger. It's the same darn thing.
Or blood pressure.
Right.
Hang on. I sit down and that blood pressure device is opened up right away. I haven't even said hello to the doctor. And he whips it out.
Yeah.
Why not have a conversation quickly, kind of, or some sort of questionnaire or probing question that kind of can ignite that conversation? And I understand it may not be his discipline,
right?
But I think collaborative work needs to be. I haven't heard that in the public sector. In the private sector, we've had doctors come on our show that have a collaborative approach, but not in the public sector, which I think it would be more preventive, which would save more money for the taxpayer. It will also provide better quality care for the citizen.
No, 100%. And Dr. Frost, we've got literally maybe a minute here. Quick question. If you had to leave us with one piece of advice doing all this research, when you're dealing with, say, these, you know, people that are aging and this problem of potential depression, what's the one piece of advice you'd leave us with?
I guess that people, if they are feeling down and are anxious, just that looking after yourself is a good thing to do, and people should seek help if they need it. Really?
I think that's terrific. Okay, on that note, I want to thank you very much. We've been joined by Dr. Rachel Frost. She's a postdoctoral research associate at the Research Department of Primary Care and Population Health at the University College London. Thank you very much for joining us, Dr. Frost. Okay, let's remind everybody about good mental health, good physical health, all are a basis for a terrific experience in retirement. We're going to talk about how all those things are linked together.
And they're really stressed. You know, one of the biggest issues that people have is health of themselves, health care, and the cost of health care in the future. How do you plan for that? Well, we're going to talk about that on Tuesday, March 26th, at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel on the west side of Calgary. Now, our 7 p.m. session is already full. So join us for our 8:30 session. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or go on our website at morethanmoneyradio.ca.
Is semi-retirement an interest or an option for you? Stick around after the break, and we're going to discuss that. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.